Hagud Nerev Shabbos. We'll tie a little bit the beginning of the parasha with the mitzvah Hayadua HaMesugelas of Tztoka, which is brought out very much in our parasha. Just tie it into the first pasuk. The first pasuk, many ask the Loshen Yochid, then it goes to Loshen Rabim, starts with A. And then it goes, Anoichi Noisin Lefneichem Hayoim, Loshen Rabim. Many of the Parshan, Rechaim HaKadosh, many ask this question. Reb Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Rash Moshe, he's also bothered by the fact, what's this Loshen Re'eh? Hine Anoichi Noisin Lefneichem Hayoim. What's the Re'eh? Re'eh is a Loshen of something that you could look at. You could say, hey, this. What's the Loshen Re'eh? If you look in the other Parshis HaTorah, where it talks about Schar, it doesn't use a Loshen of Re'eh. It's not the language that the Torah uses. Somehow in this week's Parsha, that's the dominant message. It's a Loshen of Re'eh. Rabbi Shulayb, Diskin Zatzal, is aiming on the second Pasuk. Also the Hamshach of the first Pasuk, which also shifts from the normal message. Normally, when the Torah gives schar, the Torah is maftiach schar. So the Torah says, we're going to give you this schar, if you, right? Im. Krishma, what do we say? Vahoyo, im shamoya tishmo. If you'll do it, that's the loss. Over here, the pasuk says, es habrocho asher tishmo. The loshen asher doesn't shtim, it doesn't push, doesn't fit. So that's what Bishul Leib's Kasha. Lufidaiti, it's all hoylech al mokom echad, the message. We'll take again, there's many, many mitzvahs in this week's Pasha. We're going to focus on Stoker. Number one, we have the famous Gemara in Tainus, found in the Poskim, that Stoker is unique by all other mitzvahs. First of all, we're not supposed to focus on Schar. That's the whole Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Al tiyu kavodim hamisham shemesarav al menas lekabel pras. You shouldn't serve Hashem thinking you're going to get about the reward. Okay, there's all kinds of pshatim because it's serious. The Torah is moly v'godesh. What the Torah says: Biklal davar zeivach Hashem lekecho. Parshi shlemus of schar. What does that mean if you're not supposed to focus on it? Biklal. But the ma'is has a state Mishnah. At the very basic level, to explain how a yid is supposed to look at schar, at the very basic level, l'chayr is the sugya in Pesachim, in Rosh Hashanah, in Bava Basra, that when a Jew gives tzedakah, even if he gives tzedakah al menas yichya b'ni, harei ze tzadikah. If a Jew gives tzedakah, even shaloi lishma, he's still a tzadik gomer. Okay, so all the achronim ask, tzadik gomer? You could say it's a makai mitzvah. Tzadik gomer? You're giving tzedakah shaloi lishma? Is that tzadik gomer? The Chofetz Chaim wants to say that could be that the words, he holds it, the Chofetz Chaim holds it so mechudishtik, to say tzadik gomer, that maybe originally the words was just tzadik gimel, with Rosh Tevis. And what it meant was, Harezet Stoko Gemura. So it's not talking about the Gavra. The Gavra, of course, has of many Madregas he could steig, not to give Stoko Shaloi Lishmo. So you don't look in the mirror and say, I'm a Tzadigomo. You're not a Tzadigomo. Hopefully one day you'll give Stoko Lishmo. But the Chefts of the Stoko, Harezet Stoko Gemura. It's not Poigim, it doesn't make that, it's not Stoko, it's Stoko. There's all different causes. Pirushim Shoinim on this. There's a Tshuva Sarashba that says that maybe by Tztoka Shaloi Lishmo, it's different because the mitzvah Bein Adam Lachaveiloi, the main part of the mitzvah is Mahana the other person. That's the Tachlis HaMitzvah. The Tachlis HaMitzvah is to help the other person. So the Rashba says a Svara that normally when you do a mitzvah Shaloi Lishmo, where the focus of the mitzvah is the action, the focus of the mitzvah is the ma'aseh mitzvah. So then, it's shaloi lishma, it's chasaron in the ma'isa, like any ma'isa is shaloi lishma. Right? It's a pagam, something missing. But the Rashba says in Sfora that when a mitzvah has an objective, and the objective is to create this kind of an outcome to mahana the other Jew, even though it's shaloi lishma, still has a tremendous ma'ila. Reb Chaim Belinzer, Chatzadik Levrocha, when they were then opening up the Shara Tzedek Hospital, which started before. The Shroshim of it were still in the time of Reb Chaim Berlin, when he was in Yerushalayim. So Reb Chaim Berlin spoke by the cornerstone, laying, Hanochas Evin Apina, and he was Mizaris B'nai Torah to raise money for the hospital. They might push out the knock on doors, like a Moisim, to raise money for the hospital. So Reb Chaim Berlin, in his drasha, the Tzitz Eliezer quotes part of it, Reb Chaim Berlin in his drasha said, that we know there's a lot of mitzvahs that a person is allowed to close his Gemara for. It's a mitzvah veras. The Gemara says in Moed Kot, if you have a mitzvah veras, you have a mitzvah that's passing by, and if you don't do it, nobody's going to, it's Yef Shalasas al Yudei Acherim. The mitzvah can't be accomplished by somebody else. So the halacha is, you close your Gemara to do the mitzvah. That's the halacha. It's Kepaskin to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah Yerush. So Chaim Berlin said a very interesting thing. Chiddush in Halacha. Chaim Berlin said that when is a mitzvah doicha Talmud Torah? When is a mitzvah doicha? If you're doing a mitzvah lishma. If you're doing a mitzvah shalei lishma, it's not doicha. And that Chaim Berlin held is by asei doicha lois, say the same way. Whenever you're using the mitzvah, it's true a mitzvah shalei lishma has a ma'ila. Right? Loyalam Yasakar the Matur Mitzvah Shaloy Lishma. Has a maila. But in order for that mitzvah to be doiche, to push off Avera, for that you need to have a mitzvah lishma. That's what Chaim Berlin said. The emphasis is when we learn Yevomis, in the yeshiva, I always tell the Talmidim this of Chaim Berlin. And I tell them that the Sugi in Yevomis is mashma like it. Because Abishol over there talks about mitzvahs yibum koidemes. And he says, now in our generation, it's better to do chalitza. Why? Mitzvah chalitza koydemes mitzvah. Why? Because doiros harishayim, they did it l'shmo. But achshav that we're doing it l'shem noy l'shem ishus is mitzvah chalitza koydemes mitzvah sibo. So if you just end there, okay. But it's not what he says. The lashon that Abishol uses is ki'ilu boya ki'ilu pegeya be'erva the kol ve'en aliyos havlad mamzer. Very strong lashon. Ki'ilu pegeya be'erva the kol ve'en aliyos havlad mamzer. That's a strong lashon. But according to Reb Chaim Berlin, it's very geshmak. Because if you learn that the yisoid of yibum is that it's doicha the isra ve'shesach, it's a shaila how to learn it. But if you learn that way. So it comes out that if you're doing a shaloi lishma, you're missing in the tchiyah. See, it's pegei be'erva. Kilu pegei be'erva. The Baron Kotler has a whole shtickle on this idea, this concept, kilu pegei be'erva. But that's what it's, bottom line is what it says. So Reb Chaim Berlin said, that's only by a mitzvah bein adam l'mokim. But by chesed, even if you're doing shaloi lishma, it's a complete chesed, it's doicha Talmud Torah. So he said, the B'nai Torah could knock on doors, even if they have to close the Gemara, because this is the Toitzah is there. The outcome is the main thing. So these are all different ways how to learn why by Tztokah, the Shaloi Lishma is not as bad. It's not as demeaning to the mitzvah when it's Shaloi Lishma as it would be by other mitzvahs. But the bottom line is, it comes out from the Gemara that at the very least, when a Yisrael does tztaka shaloi lishma, he's not mischarit on the nesina. He's giving it, he would like to have this result, but the Gemara says, it's still called tztaka. The mashmois of the Gemara is, because you're still thinking in your mind, so guy's giving tztaka, he wants to get this segula and that segula, he wants a shidduch, he wants parnosa, whatever he wants. But the end is, once he gives the tztaka, he's happy he gave the tztaka. He's not mischarit. The Gemara makes that chiluk with umasoilam, Yemos, they don't have that. Right? That's the chiluk. But the problem is that if you look at the psukim by tzedakah, the Torah's mamish spoon feeding. The schar, it's not just telling you there's going to be schar. It's not just telling you schar. Let's read the psukim. It starts off aser, aser tas. That's before it's talk. It's my meiser. Zok the Gemara in Tainis, and it's a sifri. Aser b'shvil shetis aser. B'shvil, not stam. B'shvil, you'll get rich. Aser b'shvil shetis aser. The Gemara in Tainis says, Hashem tells us, B'chonuni no bezois. Test me. Hashem tells us, test me. It's a test. It's not stam shaloi lishmo. It almost seems to be that the shaloi lishmo is being glorified. It's not that the shaloi lishmo is being validated, like they say in therapy. We're validating shaloi lishmo. It's being glorified. This is b'chonuni, aloshim b'koshim, b'chonuni no b'zois. Please, test me. Test me. But you just can't, you can't miss it when you go through the tzedakah. By the mitzvah of tzedakah. Ki yeh b'cho evyoin me'achar echecho v'achat sh'orecho. Lo yisame tzes levovcho. Lo yisikvo tzes yodcho. Stam, the emphasis about your hand. Don't close your hand. Poseich tiftach es yodcho. Get the hand, the hand, the hand. Nochamol, the hand. Noch dem steten posuk. Ki beglal adover azeh. Yivorechecho Hashem Elokecho b'chol ma'asecho v'chol mishlach yodecho. Unbelievable, the stress, the bracha that you're going to have. Beglal adover azeh, posoich tiftach, and it keeps on saying yodcho, and again, al kein anoichi mitzavcho leimor posoich tiftach es yodcho l'aniyecho. Nochamol, nochamol, nochamol. What's behind all of this Arichus of the schar by tzedakah and the emphasis on yad? So I'll tell you what Maril Diskin says on the words asher, what Reb Moshe Feinstein says on the word re'eh, and I think it ties very much into this nekuda that we're discussing here. I was just giving a shiur on the end of Sikkum HaTorah. We're talking about the Indian of Zeis HaBrocha. And I was asking in that shiur why the Torah stresses that Moshe Rabbeinu was an ish. We know it says Zeis HaBrocha Sheberech Moshe Ish Elokim. So Chazal tells us in Medrash Rabbah, Ish Elokim, Moshe Rabbeinu was both. He was Chetziv Ulamalo. He was totally Ruchni. He was an ish. So it sounds like a gewaldig madrega. Pretty good. Guys, a mechetziv ulamala. It sounds gewaldig. But the truth is, the parasha before, parasha Sazinu, talks about Moshe Benu like he's in Gansan up there. Because it says, Hazinu Hashemayim v'adabeiro. And Yeshaya Novi says the other way. He says, Hazinu Oretz, v'sishma Hashemayim. So the Medrash asks the question, what's pshat? That Moshe Rabbeinu calls Shemayim Hazino, and Yeshaya Novi calls the Oretz Hazino. And the Medrash says, no question. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Shemayim. To Moshe Rabbeinu, given a Himmel Mensch. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hazino, the Hazino is when you're hearing something closely. To Moshe Rabbeinu, him and Shemayim, they were together. The earth was far away from it. So he said, this is Shema Oretz. Shaya Novi was more outsy. So he said, Hazino Oretz. It may, he's called on. So Parshas Hazino, we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu, Chinganza Himmel. Then we get to the end of the Torah, the Sikkum HaTorah. And all of a sudden we call him an Ish. What's that Ish? I guess another Kasha, that it seems we learned in the last Parshas, we were talking a lot about Bnei Gadol, Bnei Ruvain, and the Nachlan, it's Ibi Gechazet, Nochamol, Nochamol. But according to Moshe Rabbeinu himself, the reason why Bnei God wanted the Chelik and Eva Yadon wanted to be next Moshe Rabbeinu. Kishom Chelkas Mechoike Ksofu. So Chazal, Rashi brings down that the reason why God wanted to be, have a Chelik on Eva Yadon, because they wanted to have something that was hidden. Chelkas mechoykek sofon. Mechoykek is Moshe Rabbeinu. He's buried over there by them. They wanted to be next to the Nachal Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't know how that fits with the way it says when they asked for the Nachal. It sounds like they were asking Mitzad Gashmi. Turns out it was a Dover Ruchni. You have to know how to tie that in. But the Torah goes out of its way to say that somehow Moshe Rabbeinu's kever was not known. It's fascinating because actually the Torah describes with almost exact location, mamish navigation, where he's buried. Exactly. Town of Voy, in Dalton, in Mul Beis Paul. It gives exact location. Mamish navigation. The Gemara comes in Soita. And the Gemara says, when it says, Lo Yoda Ishes Kvurosoi, comes out from the Gemara in Soita, it was a Nes. It was a miracle. It's not that we don't know where he's buried. We know. And they sent people to put a, you know, this is directions to the cave of Moshe Rabbeinu. El Yoinim, the people on top said, this cave, they saw it. It's right there. And one people on the bottom is Nidmel and Lamala. They sent two groups at the same time. They figured, okay, we'll outsmart the, you know, the virtual reality here. We'll outsmart it. The Zokti Gemara, at the same time, the ones that were on top said it's on the bottom. The ones on the bottom said it was on top. In the ganze Zachanes, wasn't Stam, nobody knew. They knew. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gemacht that B'derech Nes, that it looks like it's over there. It doesn't look like it's here. It wasn't Pshat Nes. Hazanes. It's not my kasha, the Maral of Prague is a big arichas on this. A lot of deep stuff on this Indian. So what's the bio? So I think Rabbi Isai again, let's go back to what Rabbi Shul Leib Diskin and Rabbi Moshe Zatzal say. Rabbi Shul Leib Diskin says that the truth is it's a tremendous mistake to think that the Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Malek, simply it means you cash in the next world. Chai Tzav Tichya, you cash in. Don't worry, there's a cash in time. You know what I mean? Bear it. The good is going to come. Bear it. Azay Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Malek, Azay in Amus Tzedek Oifen, right? Learn B'Devot. Don't worry, it's Taka. Es ist schwer, es ist sein gut. Es wird sein gut. Sagt Rabbi Yishu Leib, it's not the case. Very similar to what the Chofetz Chaim says about Tzcham Mitzvah Yamalekah. The Chofetz Chaim says, not pshat that Tzcham Mitzvah Yamalekah, there's no reward here. Chofetz Chaim says, there's no currency to pay it. There's no currency. You pay over here, there's nothing to... There's not... Yofa! There's no currency here. There's no way of paying. There's nothing here that it carries the value that could in any way be even a what they used to say, the Balei Musa, a shmak tabik from tzchar, from a tzatzai. B'zokter b'shu leib, that's true. Tzchar mitzvah, the tzchar mitzvah b'hai al meleka. You're not going to find, there's nothing here that can... There's nothing here that could be evaluated as such. There's nothing here that could be evaluated as such. But, the other way around. The Lebem Dor, the life over here, has no value. What you do have Baha'i Alma is that this is the best quality life of being here. It's not pshat. Tolerated here, the good is going to come. Isn't it the pshat? The pshat is... The good is going to come because there's nothing good enough here to reward you. But there is no better way to live here than that way. Zokter b'shuleib givaldik. Habrocha. Asher tishmu. That itself is the brocha. Not im tishmu. The brocha is that you're listening. Zokter asher tishmu. The brocha is asher tishmu. That is the greatest brocha. Your life, look at your life, wake up in the morning. Onu mashkimim. Your onu mashkimim is givaldik. Yeah, then there's also in a chanami. Then we have Heim rotzen lever shachas, anu rotzen l'chayel umabo. But the anu mashkimim is the bracha. Look at the life you're living, says Rav Moshe. If all you're thinking about what the next world is going to be, it's going to be good over there. You're not getting the message. Re'ei hayoyim, Dr. Rav Moshe. Why does the pasuk say, wait, if you're not seeing it, then you're not getting the message. Re'ei, look now. Re'ei is something you could see. That's why it doesn't say im, the kaz, as I type the Rav Moshe. The re'ei, that's the message of the pasuk. The re'ei. The Shlach HaKadosh says that when a person is a kamtzen in his money, right, it means the satan and the klipas are shalot on him. It means that you're living with the satan. You're living with the devil. It's the biggest klala for you. He says, your nechasim are cursed. You're cursed. Person is it's not pshat that you're not generous. You're miserable yourself. You're not nana. And he says your money is contaminated. The Gemara says in Soita that hanana, listen to this lashon, hanana mitzorei ayin oyve beloy sase. Nana mitzorei ayin. Zok tishlo, the money is cursed. I mean, he says it's mamish, it's cursed. It's cursed. When a person is a noisin, he's hoylich bedarkav shalak velachta bedrochav, he's hoylich bedarkav shalak kodesh boch. So he's more nana for what he has. Forget what he's going to get. You're living a different life. You're living a more geshmaka life with your nechasim. Your nechasim are gebenched. Your own, you want to see brocha? Einei roya simin brocha. Sometimes Chazal say, Einei roya simin brocha. So my Rebbe, Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky Zatzal, used to say, what's the pshat in them? A lot of people, they do the things that we say, Einei roya simin brocha. But they haven't done it. Chazal kivav toy. Einei roya simin brocha. Rabbi Yankov points up. Shteish. Einei roya simin brocha. Einei roya simin brocha. You won't see it. The special bracha to be able to see the bracha. That's a whole different mindset. It's a special, it's a bracha to see bracha. That's a koyach. Sometimes I deal with Shalom Bayis and Yonim, I tell them, sometimes I'm dealing with a husband, a disgruntled husband, he's complaining about his wife, this. So I start going through what he has. I say, I want you to talk to me a little bit about your children. You have to see that the mention of it, and Dale can't think. I don't think they came around just with you. I think you needed somebody to get that kitty, you know, Lucharin, eh? From what's it place? Duchzach hazeh. Metach na meshugin evel tainto, but duchzach hazeh. Duchzach hazeh. Yeah? No. So you're complaining about this mamish naruka. This mamish. Mein ganzen Leben. Mein dos. Mein der. Das ist mein ganzen Leben. Mein kinder. Mein nene. Das ist mein ganzen Leben. Who gave that to you? It's a special bracha to be able to see bracha. And the biggest klala is einoy roya simin bracha. More of a klala than einoy bracha. A person who, whatever they have, they see the bracha is they zenin gebenched. A person, bracha is not measured by what you have, it's how much you see it. Vos zesta. And that's what the Maril Diskin is saying. Avada the ganze welt, vos the ganze welt. The ganze welt is nothing. That's why it's har mitzvah by al malekha. Why is har mitzvah by al malekha? Because there's nothing here that could properly, adequately pay you reward for even a nuance of a mitzvah. But what you could have here is to be able to see bracha. Thus is the gres de bracha. What you could see is the bracha. And that's the yisoid of tzedakah. That's why the Torah emphasizes, keeps on saying yodcha, what it's going to do to you. Yivorechacha Hashem alikecha b'chol mishlach yodcha v'chanuni no bazois. Because then you will see. You'll see the bracha. And that's the yisoid of the parasha. Thus is the yisoid of the parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to take the elikus, the ruchnius from the whole world, and to put it into the geshem. That was what Moshe Rabbeinu did, the isho elikim. And the isho elikim means enechanami. The ikir is the next world. But how much that impacts this world, that's the bracha that we have in this world. How much we could bring that world here, that's the bracha that we have in this world. That's the biggest bracha. And that's why the Yisrael HaDover is there's nothing. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu's kaveh was not known. There was another mess that happened in Beis HaMikdash. We don't focus enough on it. It happened every second in the Beis HaMikdash. There was one mess that happened every single second in the Beis HaMikdash. And that was, the Oren was not Toifus Mokim. Everybody knows that in science, scientifically speaking, that's a mess. That's a hanes from the Anes Nigle. From the biggest needs impossible. Space. Einoi, you measure the Oren to the wall. Chazal tells it's a very real thing. You get the same space on both sides. Right? The Oren doesn't take up me there. The Eibishter made a nest from the second that the Oren was put into the Beis HaMikdash. Forever. There wasn't a second that there wasn't a nest nigla. What's the pshat? Why? What's the tachlos of this nest? They needed more room. The architect didn't design the room well enough. He didn't design it big enough for the furniture. What's the pshat in them? What's our nest? The Torah says, because the bracha of the Torah is that it's everywhere. There is no place where the Torah is. The bracha is that wherever you are, there's Torah there. That's why there was a nest midi. That the Oren was not Torah smoke. It's not that the Oren is there. The Oren is everywhere. The Oren is not in a specific makom. That's the bracha of the Torah. The bracha of the Torah is that there's nothing in your life where the Torah is not there. As much as we could identify the Torah, say the Torah is there. It's not Dorot. So that's part of the Isha Elohim of Moshe Rabbeinu. That there wasn't a Takel Maral doesn't go into this point, but the Maral says we find the same thing. The Hester Mokam by the Mokam Aaron. The similarity between Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who brought the Luchas, and the Luchas themselves. The Maral makes us Adimim. That the Aaron is any type of Mokam. So there it was different. You could see the Oren, right? But you can't see the place of the Oren. The place of the Oren was Toma. The same idea. And that's the biggest bracha. The biggest bracha is, as much as we know that the Schar is in the next world, but this is the best way to live in this world. It's not just Vosef Zayin Gemels. This is the best quality of life we could possibly have here. Agud Shabbos.